What must I do? How could I not be proud of what my hands had built? I felled trees and cleared land for a place called home. Worthy logs were carefully stacked for the wood stove. In the bonfire, trimming smoke rose gloriously high. Then the excavator came to dig the foundation hole. Bulldozers buried boulders to level the sloping land. Concrete walls were poured extra thick for strength. Carpenters assembled the wooden studs and beams. Trucks full of gravel backfilled a gap of what was left. Plywood and siding protected the outside from peril. A roof of asbestos shingles kept rain and snow at bay. Inside, spun fiberglass retained the heat from escaping. Sheetrock extracted from rock provided a flat surface for wallpapers of peaceful pastel colors to beautify. Hardwood floors were sealed with polyurethane for wear. I assembled wooden cabinets to hold all our treasures. It goes on as there is more and more that I have built. I have worked hard for my house to be a family home, but today I fear what I have done could be vice's sin, as what I made and call home came at a moral price. I took with no consideration for what was left behind. A forest stripped for wood, can I assume it grew back? Gravel taken from God's earth so I could be fulfilled. Dangerous chemicals hide unsuspecting everywhere. I was so proud, thinking hard work earned its blessing. Now I am torn, my heart sad. Can I ever feel redeemed? What have I done? What more do I still do? Can it stop? Freedom exposed creation's story. God, what must I do?